wonderful day in January of 1861, a most beautiful day for Lincoln to be elected as president on this fairly fresh and unbelievably great day. After watching this great man, Lincoln, walk into the lighthouse, he is then welcomed with a call from Robert E. Lee of the Confederacy 4 months later with the great intent of bombarding Fort Sumter. There's massive tension in the air, nervousness, blood, gore everywhere, rivers filled with blood and organs. This hotshot of a new president has to call every shot accordingly to save the lives of the U.S. and its fighters. As of April 26, 1861, a battle was won, but it was only the beginning of the very utmost uncivil Civil War. Now, from after the Great War beginning, it is time for our Mr. President to say some very important words. Now, therefore, I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, in virtue of power in me invested in the Constitution and the law, have thought to fit to call forth and hereby do call forth the militia in several states of the Union to aggregate the number of 75,000 in order to suppress said combinations and to cause laws to be duly executed. Well said, Mr. President. It would seem as in afterwards, after this great and almighty speech, Mr. Bernard had seemed to have cornered all the fort, especially has definitely ordered for the fort to surrender. In an upper response, Lincoln has claimed that he is definitely not going down without a fight in a major way. Go, Lincoln! After that great almighty speech was delivered on April 15, 1861, the United States has an uproar and rally of support for our warriors on the battlefield. Seeing the fire in the president's eyes, we can see all the intents and purposes to be only assured that he has really fairly high standards and outstanding ideas to fight and really win this war to be definitely free and safe. The people will rally and uproar with support for our warriors on the battlefield. Now it's kind of mostly become the really great crusade for freedom. Rest in peace, our warriors on the battlefield, and I wish you best of luck. Go, fighters of the newborn nation.